One day, Noddy awoke to see somebody coming up the path. It was Mr. Plod, the policeman. He looked rather solemn.
"Hello," said Noddy. "Do you want me to take you anywhere in my car, Mr. Plod?"
"No," said Mr. Plod. "I've come to ask you where you were in the middle of last night, Noddy."
"In bed, of course,"
said Noddy, alarmed.
"Why?"
"Because somebody went to Miss Fluffy Cat's house and climbed in at the window and took some jam tarts, a meat pie, and a chocolate cake from her larder,"
said Mr. Plod, looking at a list in his notebook.
"Goodness, what a shocking thing to do,"
said Noddy.
"But surely, surely you don't think I did it, Mr. Plod? You know I couldn't possibly be so bad."
"Well, Miss Fluffy Cat is very surprised, but she does think you stole her tarts and pie and cake,"
said Mr. Plod.
"Why does she?"
cried Noddy.
"She's horrid to say that. I'll never, never take her out in my car again. Never, 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 never."
"That's enough, nevers,"
said Mr. Plod.
"Miss Fluffy Cat heard the jingling of a little bell as the thief climbed out of the window and ran away. And you're the only one in Toy Town that jingles when he walks, Noddy, because you've a bell on the end of your hat."
Noddy's head nodded fiercely at Mr. Plod, and his bell jingled loudly and fiercely too.
"I didn't go to Mrs. Fluffy Cat's in the night," he said. "I wouldn't! I wouldn't! I wouldn't!"
"That's enough, wouldn't,"
said Mr. Plod, frowning. He shut his notebook and looked sternly at poor Noddy.
"Suppose I look in your larder,"
he said.
"Yes, you can come and look,"
said Noddy, and he pulled Mr. Plod into his house and opened the little larder door.
"See, there isn't a jam tart or meat pie or a cake."
"What are those crumbs?"
said Mr. Plod, picking up some dark brown crumbs that lay on the larder shelf. He sniffed at them.
"Chocolate cake crumbs. Noddy, are you telling the truth?"
"Of course I am," said Noddy. "I had a few chocolate buns yesterday, and those must be the crumbs. I tell you, I didn't steal from Miss Fluffy Cat's larder. I didn't, I didn't, I didn't."
"That's enough, didn't," said Mr. Plod. "Well, I shan't say any more to you just now, little Noddy. If you didn't go to Miss Fluffy Cat's, I'm glad. But if you did, well, look out."
Boring, dull, average. Are there uglier words in the English language? And yet, to judge by the majority of cars, a sort of tedious monotony is the epitome of performance and design. Fortunately, there is another option. The Jaguar S-Type. Already considered a modern classic, the S-Type's luxurious interior and unique silhouette are anything but typical. Combine that with a 240 horsepower AJ V6 or available 281 horsepower AJ V8 engine, and you have a car so exhilarating it borders on the illicit. And right now, the lease and financing options are rather exciting as well. So, visit your local Jaguar dealer today for a test drive. But be forewarned, driving home in anything but the new S-Type may prove to be a letdown of almost unbearable proportions. Jaguar, the art of performance. You like the sun. It's your holiday. As you step to the sun lounger, worry strikes. You're going to burn. Skin cancer and other concerns fill you with anxiety. What do you do? What do you use?
Squelch! Yes, it's sloppy, fun, smells great, and it's the safest product yet. Get Squelch. It's the fun way to tantalize your body and tan well. Squelch it, baby! Yeah!